you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money.
This is John Mattioli. Welcome to week 2 of Making Sense of Your Dollars. This week, I'll show you how to get started with Quicken, how to set up your first checking account, and a few other things along the way. Last week on Making Sense of Your Dollars, I showed you how to pay bills using Quicken's online banking facilities, and I explained that that's a relatively advanced feature requiring a good deal of setup. This time, I'm going to show you some of Quicken's very basic features and show you how to get started with the program. I'll begin by talking about system requirements. Intuit recommends 16 megabytes of RAM and 45 megabytes of hard disk space when installing Quicken. They ship Internet Explorer 5.0 on the CD, and if you're going to install that, you require another 33 meg of hard disk space, for a total of about 78 meg. Now, you probably have Internet Explorer 4.0 or later, and Quicken will work with that. So if you have Internet Explorer on your system and it's working, don't bother to install what they're shipping you on the CD. Installation is really very simple. The CD is an auto-run CD, so you insert it in the drive, and chances are the setup program will just start running. You have two choices, a typical install or a custom install. The typical is extremely simple, only asking you maybe one or two questions along the way, and the custom is a little bit more involved because you get to select certain components of Quicken and tell the install program whether you want them installed or not. For example, Quicken has a utility to import data files from Microsoft Money. If you've never used Microsoft Money, clearly you don't need that tool. Probably the most important thing I can tell you about installation is to know your browser. If you have Internet Explorer 5.01 on your system, be sure not to install Internet Explorer 5.0 off the CD. Okay, so let me run Quicken and show you briefly how to go through its new user setup. This is a process which sets up some of your basic budget categories and also creates your first checking account. So I'll run Quicken.
Enter. Quicken 2000 Deluxe. Quicken new user set dialog. Next.
Now, one of the things that you find out very quickly about Quicken is that you need to use your JAWS cursor. I'm a JAWS user, so I'm using a JAWS cursor fairly extensively to read dialogues. This came up on my system and just reading a next button because I have no data files set up on my system at this point. So it assumes I want to start by creating one. So let me go up and just sort of read here for a bit.
Root JAWS to PC. Page up. Quick new user set dialog. Close symbol. Welcome to Quicken's new user. Setup period. New user setup will now help you set up your checking account period. It will get you started in only 5 minutes period. Cancel help next.
Okay, so that sounds pretty easy and helpful. So I'll
PC for next.
Hit the next button.
Space. No radio button check. 2 of 2.
It's reading pretty much the item with focus, which is not terribly useful in this case. What's worse is that these are horizontally arranged radio buttons, yes and no, and there's a question to the left of them. So it would be nice if Readline just read the whole thing, but Readline just reads...
No radio button checked.
No radio button checked, which really isn't very useful. So again, you have to use your JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC. Are you married? Question. Quarter circle, yes, radio button not checked. Well, no radio button checked. PC cursor.
Well, I am, so I'll switch this to yes.
Yes, radio button checked.
And
1 of 2.
So now I'm married.
Tab. No radio button checked.
I tab to the next radio button.
Root JAWS to PC. Do you have children? Question.
Do I have children?
Quarter circle, yes, radio button not checked. Well, no radio button checked.
No, I don't, so I'll leave that alone.
Tab. No radio button checked. Root JAWS to PC. Do you own a house? Question. Quarter circle, yes.
I don't own a house, so I'll leave that alone.
Tab. Root JAWS. Do you own a business? Question. Quarter circle, yes, radio button not checked. Well, no radio button checked.
I don't own a business.
Tab. Root JAWS to the pencil. Help right next.
At the buttons
CD
at the bottom.
Space, account name, colon, edit. Checking.
Okay, so it's gone on to the next screen. Now, the purpose of that last screen was so that Quicken can set up some default budget categories for you. As I described in my last installment, Quicken will do budgeting for you and track all of your expenses, and it attempts to set up a collection of budget categories that makes sense for you based on those questions. Obviously, they're not very comprehensive, and therefore, obviously, you need to be able to set up your own, and you can delete the ones they created for you if you don't think you'll ever need them. So it goes on to this next screen to set up your first checking account. And let me just read for a bit.
Root your page up. Let's set up your checking account, period. Enter a name and financial institution for your checking account, period. Account name, colon, checking.
Okay, the account name, it fills in checking. I'm going to change it to...
Select checking. John.
John's checking.
Checking. Tab. Financial institution, colon, edit.
I'm going to leave the financial institution blank. For various reasons, I won't be able to show much more of the online banking facilities than I've already shown, at least not with this data file, because online banking requires you to have an account at a bank. For obvious reasons, I'm not too keen on going into detail in this demo using my own bank accounts. So I'm going to leave this blank. It won't really be necessary for this demo.
Tab. Next.
And there's a next button.
Space. Yes, radio button checked. 102.
And we're back to the radio buttons that don't talk very well. On the next screen, and I'm
drawing the PC.
Just read for a bit.
Page up. Use your last bank statement as a starting point, period. Do you have your last statement for this checking? Account question. Will it yes radio button check, quarter circle, no radio button not checked. Don't worry if you have to click apostrophe no apostrophe dash dash, you can make changes to your account later, period.
Okay, since I'm making this all up anyway, I'm going to lie and tell them
yes radio button checked,
that yes, I do have my previous bank statement, and I'm going to fill in phony numbers along the way.
Tab, next, space, statement ending date colon edit, 7/17/00.
Okay, I'm going to say that this statement ending date was June 1st. Now, it's kind of strange that they ask for ending date, because starting date works just as well. If you enter the starting date and the starting balance for your statement, then you would be expected to enter all the transactions on that statement, reconcile your account with that statement on the closing date, and begin from there. And the dates you pick really depend on how much work you want to do. It's currently July. And if I insist on having a current tax picture of where I'm going to be by the end of the year, I would have to really enter all of my transactions from January 1st till now. I am definitely not into data entry, so it's highly unlikely I'm going to do such a thing. For the purposes of this demo, as I said, I'm going to use 6.1. And Quicken does something fairly interesting with many of its fields, including its dates, which is that it tries to be intelligent and help you out when you type. So, for example, I'm in this field that has 07/17/00, and if I type a 6 for the month, it takes the 6, and when I hit slash,
6/17,
it says 17 because it's moved along to the date field. So I'm going to type 1.
1/00.
And the slash, and it picks up the 00. So occasionally when I type, you may hear things get spoken as I type and hear me type over them. And that's why it's happening, because Quicken is attempting to fill in things that it thinks are reasonable.
Tab. Statement ending balance, colon, edit.
Statement ending balance, I'm going to say $1,000.
1,000. Tab. Next.
And I have a next.
Space. Account name, colon, edit. John checking.
Okay, I'm presented with a summary screen of my account setup, and I'll just tab quickly through.
Tab. Financial institution, colon, edit. Tab. Statement date, colon, edit. 6/1/00. Tab. Ending balance, colon, edit. 1000.00. Tab. Done.
So if anything was in error, I would correct it and hit done. It sounds like it's what I entered, so I'll just do done.
Paste.
And it goes through and...
John checking. 7/17/00/7.
Okay, it does a whole bunch of grinding. And in fact, it puts me in the check register. The check register is a very complicated screen. It is probably the best argument for Quicken's lack of accessibility. And so I want to make sure that I save enough time to cover it thoroughly. Show you one more thing this week, something I referred to last week, and didn't get to do it because I ran out of time.
Yeah.
Next week, we can delve into the check register in gory detail. And the thing I want to show you is backing up, because it's an important thing, and it's pretty easy for me to show you. I'm going to hit the Alt F key and give you a quick read of the file menu.
Alt F, menu active, new, open, file operations submenu, backup, restore backup file, import submenu, export submenu, password submenu, pinball submenu, disconnect, print reset submenu, print checks, print register, exit.
So that's what's here, and if I'm going to show you backup, let me just pick the backup.
Restore backup, and enter, leaving menus, Quicken 2000 for Windows dialog, yes.
Okay, we're on the yes button, so let me just give this a quick read for you.
Group your page up if you're backing up to a floppy comma, have a blank comma, format a disk with a label ready, period. Alternate between two instead of always backing up to the same disk, period. Are you ready to continue with backup question? Corner, don't show this message again, checkbox not checked. Yes, no.
Okay, so that's it. This is a pretty obvious message for the most part. So,
PC cursor.
First thing I'll do is tell it I don't ever want to see this again.
Tab. No. Tab. Don't show this message again. Checkbox not checked. Checked.
And
space.
And hit the yes button.
Tab. Yes. Space. Select backup drive dialog. Please insert your backup disk in the drive now, period. Then select the letter of the drive, period. Backup drive colon combo box. A colon.
Now, I have a zip drive on this machine, and just in the interest of ease, I'm going to select the zip drive and put my backup on the zip.
C colon, D colon.
It's drive D. And
tab.
Tab.
File to backup current file radio button checked. 102.
You can also backup any other file you may have on your system, but I'm going to backup the current file.
Tab. Okay.
Hit OK.
Space. Dialog.
Zip drive
backing
gets started.
7. Dialog. Backup directory dialog. Directory colon edit. D colon backslash.
Once know what directory to put it in, I'm just going to put it in the root for
tab.
Now.
Browse dot dot dot. Tab. Okay. Space.
And.
Quicken for Windows. Quicken 2000 deluxe dash dot dash left bracket my finances right bracket. Quicken 2000 for Windows dialog. Okay.
And that's it. If I read this dialog.
Draws to a PDF file backed up successfully, period.
And hit the OK button.
Space. My finances. And PC cursor.
And that's it. Okay, so we have an account with an ending balance of $1,000, which it was about to tell you until I shut it up. We have the file backed up, and this would be just an appropriate time to end for this week. Let me give you my email contact information. I can be found at Mattioli, that's M-A-T-T-I-O-L-I, at pobox.com. I've set up an e-groups mailing list to discuss Quicken and the content of the show and any questions and comments people may have. The address for that is quicken-4, that's the word F-O-R, -the-blind. And if you add a -subscribe to that, you get the address for the subscription at egroups.com. So quicken-4-the-blind-subscribe at egroups.com. It's a little long, but it's pretty intuitive. Hope to hear from you, and we'll be back next week with another installment of Making Sense of Your Dollars.